The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph, is discussing halachas of Esnan Zerna, and it has a shaila boyer of Hoshia, Kodma Vetishase. What if one gave the Esnan to the Zerna, and she went ahead and she was Matisha right away? And the Gemara wants to know if based on halacha of Amirosu L'Gvoya Kamsirosu L'Hedyit, since we have a halacha of a hektish, that if one says that something should go over the hektish, it's the same as if one did a kinyan to a pashta person, to a simple person, so maybe it's as if she was already makriv it, as if she was already makriv this esnan, as a, this animal as a carbon already. Because the mere fact that she said it should go over the hektish is considered as if she actually made a hakravas carbon with it. Because Amirosu L'Gvoya, the statement that an item should go over the hektish, the Gvoya means the hektish, is Kamsirosu L'Hedyit, as if one physically gave it over to a Hedyit, to a plain simple man, that the kinyan is already complete. Now we don't have hektish nowadays, so it would simply seem that Allah Amirosu L'Gvoya Kamsirosu L'Hedyit should not play a role in our everyday lives. But the truth is that this is not the case. If we look in the Hilchos Taka, there we find that Amirosu L'Gvoya Kamsirosu L'Hedyit is Allah which is very pertinent to us in our times. Because tzedakah, besides being chal, if one gives money to an ani, he's becoming the mitzvah tzedakah and becomes tzedakah in the hands of the ani. Or if one gives money over to a gabbai tzedakah who is collecting on behalf of aniyim or on behalf of a good cause, it becomes moish of tzedakah, money of tzedakah. The same halacha applies that if one says that money should go to tzedakah, we apply this rule also of Amirasa L'Gvoya. And it's chal, it takes effect that the money is to tzedakah. Some say it has the din of a neder, of a promise to tzedakah, that takes effect on the money. If one says that he commits himself to giving money to tzedakah, he is mechuyev, that he isn't obligated to give the money to tzedakah. If we look in Hilchos Taka, this appears near Yeredeya, in Siman Reishon and Ches, the halacha of matvith b'tzedakah, in the beginning of Siman Reishon and Ches in Yeredeya. Hamatvith b'tzedakah, harizik hamatvith b'neder. Someone who does the form of atfasa by tzedakah, and the same halacha as atfasa by nedarim. Was me atfasa, those who live besachas nedarim, are familiar with this halacha. Kate said, how does atfasa work? If one had a coin of tzedakah sitting in front of him, for Amar al-Achin, he says on a different coin, harizek kazet. This second coin should have the same halacha as the first coin, harizek tzedakah. The second coin becomes tzedakah. He didn't even say straight out the second coin should become tzedakah, but the mere fact he said the second coin should have the halacha of the first coin, already becomes tzedakah. Now the Ramah says that a person shouldn't say sellos el hektish. He shouldn't say this the coin of these dollar bills, this money should go to hektish, you should say go to tzedakah, because we would give it to nowadays. Still, if he says it should go to hektish, we say nowadays when someone says hektish, they mean tzedakah la'aniyim, they mean it should go to tzedakah, because tzedakah and hektish, those words are used interchangeably, because tzedakah has many of the dinim of hektish. It's also a concept, an idea of hektish. Just like in former times, the times of the Beis Hamikdash, one made something hektish, means they designate that their money or their property should go to the Beis Hamikdash, be it the Kedushas HaGuf to go for a carbon, or Kedushas Be'ek HaBayis that should be used for the purposes, for the benefits of Hektish, of the Beis Mikdash, or other uses the Hektish has of it. Nowadays, one could be Makdish, one could designate that his money or his property should go to Tzedakah, should go to Aninim. And therefore, if someone says that something should go to Hektish, we say it means Hektish should be designated, should be set aside to Aninim. The Rambam says, if someone says clearly that no, I'm a Kavanah should go to Hektish for Beis Mikdash, then he's stuck. We can't give it to the Aniyim either. Some place can argue on this. Piskachuva brings down over there. But if somebody says, Minastam, someone just speaks out, this should go to Hektish. Nowadays we say it means for Stoka. It's better not to do that. It's better to say straight out, this should go for Stoka. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hamafir Sela, someone designates a coin, V'amah raises Stoka, says it should be Stoka, it goes to Stoka. Then he says, I'll different coin with that and this one. We say he means it should also go to Stoka. This is the Shaila of the Gemara Dorm Dav Zayin, the Shaila of Yodas that's Tzedakah, and the Mechaber Paskas L'Chumro, a Tzedakah Rishayim L'Gol L'Chumro, that if one says this coin should go to Tzedakah, then on the second coin he says, and this, we say he means, and this one should also go to Tzedakah. That's the halacha. There's many other halachas that come out from the Siman, we cannot go through all of them, but halacha is, like it says clearly in Tzedakah, v'anoit v'tzedakah, someone makes a promise, a vow to Tzedakah, and yoch alach sebo'yit. He cannot back out, he cannot get out of it anymore. The only way to get out of it is if he goes to a chacham and a chacham is matrit. Same way there's a concept of ataras adarim, someone makes a neder, people are familiar with Erev Hashanah, but really it's nothing to do with Erev Hashanah, it's all year round. Someone makes a neder, the only way to absolve, to get out of the neder, is to go to a chacham or to a bezin of three people and they matter the neder for him, with either Pesach or Charot or different ways of doing ataras adarim. But Stoka the same applies. Once he already gave the money over to the garbage stalker, too late, it cannot be matter the nether of stalker anymore. These are the losses of stalker. If someone says, Chavis plenty and nois in the stalker, and sif yud gimel, some enration of chesiv gimel. Someone says that this item, a certain item, will give me the stalker, but kaf, a certain amount of money. I'm gonna give this to stalker for $100. They'll pay me $100, the gabam will give me $100 for it, and I'll give it to stalker. And they can have it for $100. But shavi yezer, it turns out it's worth more than $100, really worth $200. He really could have charged stalker, could have charged the gabay stalker, could have charged him $200 for it. He said $100. Any achlachta, but machaber says it cannot back out anymore. What's the reason for this? The Rambam explains, based on Iran, to call Amir any statement sheesh for Rav Chatzoka that has a benefit for Stoka. Amirim be we say by it. Amir also gvoyik Mr. Russell had it. This concept that is mentioned in our Gemara over here in Avodah Zarah by Hektish, applied by Stoka as well. Amir also gvoyik Mr. Russell had it. Not only when one's giving a donation to Stoka, that one says this item should go to Stoka, we say Amir also gvoyik Mr. Russell had it, and it takes effect now and he can't get out of it unless he does a Tarah Sadarim by a Chacham or by a Bezna of three. The three men, even if one makes any statement that has a benefit for Stalker, he says that he's going to sell this item to Stalker for $100, he's going to charge the kupash of Stalker. It really is worth $200, he cannot back out, he has to sell it for $100. Because since the statement is one that has a benefit for Stalker, that he's going to give them a good price, he is bound by it, and he has to keep to it. That's the halacha of Rav Sukvayk, Mr. Rasmah has it. Now the halachas go even further. The Ramah says over there, that Mechisha Beliba, he thought in his heart, he thought in his mind, leading Ezer Dover Stalker to give a certain item to Stalker. He has to keep what he had in mind. To ain't Zer Chamira, even without making a statement. Adam Amar, if he says that he's going to give something to Stalker, how you confidence of Lakai? In former years, when they could force people to keep the mitzvahs, or force people to keep their vows, they'll be able to force him to give the money to Stalker. If he just thought in his mind, we have no way of proving it, we can't force him. But really, if he thinks in his mind that he's going to give $100 to Stalker, it's Chal takes effect, and he has to give $100 to Stalker. The Yeshua, I remember, he brings the Chivas Rosh, the argues the money to him, if he didn't speak it out, in a klum, it's nothing. And their mouth says, v'ikuk s'far v'shenna, but the real psaq, is like the first shita, that the mere fact that he thought it out, that's v'chayvim, that obligates him to give it a stalker. Whether he thought about a specific item, or he thought that he's going to give a certain amount of stalker, he's obligated to give that to stalker. And the reason is, it's also based on the ideas of hektish, that stalker has the name of hektish. That one could designate something in their mind to go to Hekdesh to go for a carbon, and he's obligated to give that to the Beis Mikdash, obligated to bring it as a carbon. The same applies by Stalker. So Machalik has two sheetahs. The Mos has the main sheetah, the first sheetah, that one is obligated. And the Mos has to look at Chosh Mishpat some Reisha Beis. One looks at Chosh Mishpat some Reisha Beis, some Reisha Beis, Sevchas there. The Machaber brings the two sheetahs. Kona Karka, someone purchases Karka, Dagdish, Hassan Hekdesh, having a mind to give it to Hekdesh. And Hektish, Nanim, it's the same thing, the Shulchan Aruch says over there. Mahoitzi and Pivklum, he did not speak anything out of his mouth. Yeshayim, some say the Kim Shagamar, believe us, since he made it up in his mind, lost his stalker to give it his stalker, Chayavut, and he has to give it. Yeshayim, others say no. Da'avah got the Sidklum, Divli of Oilus, even though it says by a carbon, that one has a mind in his heart to give it for a carbon oil, he has to give it. It takes effect on one's heart. Chulumi Kachim Alfim, we don't live now Chulim from Kachim. For Idna nowadays call Hektish Sheish Ladin Chulin. All Hektish has been Chulin. She ain't Hektish Atla Bar Gabayis. We don't give Hektish to Beis Mikdash. Like we said, if someone says something for the Hektish, we say it means for Stalker, for Anim. It doesn't mean Beis Mikdash. We don't have a Beis Mikdash. It obviously meant for poor people. For Ina Lestalker, look at the Stalker. Hilgach Machar Paskins, Kosh Loitzi Bisvas of Ina Chulin. If he didn't speak out of his mouth, it's nothing. He doesn't have to give it to the Anim. That's the Psaq of Machaber. Comes the Ramah, the Moses again, the Islahach Mitzvah Rishenda, Shemach by the first Shita, the mere fact he voted out is nothing, he's obligated to give it to Stalker. So the Machaber is passing the Kulat, the more lenient Shita, the one has to speak it out for it to become Stalker, the Moses taking on, like the more stringent Shita, the mere fact the one voted out, that's enough that he already has to give it to Stalker. Now here in Cheshmishpah, the Moses says he's Shemach by the first Shita. In Hilchos Stalker, near there, the Moses of the Ikra, the main Psak is like the first Shita. So Kveger differentiates that in terms of what personally is obligated to do, the Ramah holds he's obligated to do like the first Shita to give it to Stalker. By the mere fact that he thought out in his mind he's going to give a certain item or a certain amount of money to Stalker. But the Chash Mishpat, where it's halachas of Bezna, what they can force a person to do, Yesh Lahach Brik Svar Yishayna, Bezna cannot force you to do like the first Shita. If one just thought out, even if he admits that he thought out at the time, not that we can't prove if he thought out, he admits that he thought out at the time, he's going to give a certain item to Stalker. Since the arm of the Shita is the Machar Paschal of the Shita of the Rosh, so therefore we cannot force him to give this item or this money to Stalker. However, he personally should give the money to Stalker, and your day, which are the laws of Isra Heter, one's personal obligations to Hashem, now a Bethlehem can force you to do it. There the Moses says the Psakdin is that he's actually obligated to give this item to Stalker. So the Moses takes a very strong stand. Now we said that the Arctic is about this, the Machaber is actually leaning about it, and even over here, where the Ramah brings this Shita, the one is obligated to give it to Stalker, it's not so posh, not everyone agrees, that this is actually the way to understand the Shita of Stalker v'Yachav Machshava. This Tshuva brings from the Tshuva's Das Eish, that he explained that that which we say that is a concept that a person is obligated to follow his thought process and to give something to Stalker, he thought that he's giving to Stalker, doesn't mean that someone just thought, I'm going to give $100 to Stalker. It means he spoke out he's going to give money to Stalker. He didn't say how much. And in his mind, he thought out $100. That's how much I'm going to give. I'm going to give this item. Then he has to give it to Stalker. But if he didn't speak anything out of his mouth, the whole thing was just in his mind, it wasn't spoken out at all, then he's not obligated to give it to Stalker. It's only if he spoke out that he's going to give something to Stalker. But he didn't specify what or how much, then he has to follow what he thought in his mind. However, if he spoke nothing out, he's not obligated. This is the opinion of the Tshuva Stasech, but then Tshuva, other claims do not agree with this, and the simple understanding of the Gemara would not be like this, and therefore one would be obligated to give anything to Stalker, they just thought they're going to give it to Stalker. However, that much we could say that the halacha will be halacha l'maisa, even if one is obligated, for Ashkenazim, go with their ma, to give something to Stalker, they thought out they're going to give it to Stalker, it doesn't mean that they're contemplating in their mind, or they had a fleeting thought for a second, you know what, I should really give it to Stalker, they have this iris for a minute, and they thought for a minute they want to give it to Stalker. It has to be that they had made a definitive thought, that just like what speaks out, what could speak out, I'm going to give money to Stalker, I'm going to give this item to Stalker, this item should become the property of Aniyim, should become hektish for Aniyim, and then it will take effect, they will be obligated to give the amount of the item to Stalker to the Aniyim. So the same would apply in one's mind, if one thinks a definitive thought, $100, I'm going to give $100 to this and the Stalker, $100 to Aniyim, a definitive thought, there's an appeal going on in Shul, and he makes a definitive thought that he's going to give $100, so then, he would be obligated to follow that, to give that money to Aniyim. We cannot or to give the money to the shul. We said you can't force him, as the figure says, because the sheet is to argue, but the person himself, he'll be obligated, according to the mouth, to give the money to Stalker. However, if someone just had a thought in his mind that, you know, he should really give money to Aniyim, he sees a poor person, feels bad, he wants to give money, he sees a poor person approaching him, he figures the person is going to come and ask him, he'll give him a dollar. That does not obligate him now. If the poor person does not approach him, does not have to run after the Ani to give him the dollar. It might be a nice thing, but he's not obligated to do that because it wasn't a definitive decision in his mind. It wasn't a nether made in his heart. It wasn't a nedava made in his heart to give money to Stalker. It was just an idea, a thought, or expectation that he anticipated he'll be giving this dollar to the Ani. It looks like the Ani, the poor man, is coming to approach him. However, if one did dedicate something in his mind that he's going to give to Stalker, he's going to give it to Aniyim, then he is obligated, according to the Rama, to follow this thought. Now, obviously, there might be individual cases where an exception can be made. One should ask a shayla about, as we mentioned also, is the concept of being matan neder, if one has reason to. Generally, the achronim, the place to frown on chachamim and batidinim, they're matan neder for people who promise money to Stalker, because it's a loss for the Aniyim. But their extenuating of circumstances is allowed, and that will be according to the judgment of the Rav, or of the Bezdin involved, when to be matan neder for Stalker. It's interesting that another halacha that comes down because of amiros l'gvoyot, misiros l'hadid by Stalker, the Sma, in Chosh Mishpat, in Reishon and Hei, Tzivkon Yidal quotes the Lavush says that since by Stalker, or by Hektish, we say amiros l'gvoya, kimsiros l'hadid, that by the mere amir, the mere statement, it's already chal, it takes effect. Therefore, although in Kalotar Kula, Saul makes a nether, he makes a shvur or a nether, up to Tech the Deeper, he can still be chaser, he can still backtrack and take it back, and it could be annulled. I'll take the deeper, a few seconds, the amount of time it takes for one to say Shalom Alecha, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Murray, to say Shalom Aleichem to his Rebbe, a few seconds he has. However, by Hektish and by Tzokel, the Levush of the opinion that as soon as he says it takes effect, and he cannot back out, even to the deeper, even in the first few seconds, he cannot back out. The Sma argues on this, and the Shach argues on this Levush as well. So generally we go with the opinion of the Sma and the Shach, that one could still backtrack and back out up to the deeper. The Ksais HaChayishin over there, it's a Mirishin Heis, of Khan Basic Ksais, he says that even the Bush only said a real hektish, where he's making a statement of giving it over with the Kedusha to Belkabayis, so it's a real Kenyan going on, so then it's a real Kenyan that's going over to the property of Belkabayis, he cannot back out even within the Tech Beaver. By Stalker, where it's more the form of a nether that's being chal with this statement with Zamir, it's chal nether, by the Dorm, we do find the one to back out Tech Beaver, by the Zeros, one can back out Tech Beaver. So therefore the Ksais says that by Hektish Lani and by Stalker, one can still back out within Tech Beaver. So you have the Sma, the Shach, the Ksais are all Makel. Although the Pesach Tshuva by Asanu Chastokon in Yerdeya, from Rishon Chesed Kon Zayin, brings the Shiloh, if one could back out Tifta Dibur from their neder, their vow to Stalker, he is not so convinced that one could back out with Tifta Dibur. However, since the Chosh Mishpat, the Achredim, the Sma, the Shach, and the Ksois, all say that one could back out and backtrack within Tifta Dibur, that's where we Paschal Loch Lamaisa. Certainly, in such a case, where one backed out with Tifta Dibur, if he wants to be Machmer, we would certainly say that Bezdin or Rav will be able to be Matan Neder for him, and that would be acceptable. Since it's only a Chumra altogether, that he's going to do a Taras Adarim to back out, so then it would be acceptable to do a Taras Adarim. But obviously, if one could give the money to Stalker, best is in all circumstances, they want to give whatever they could Tzedakah to aniyim, it's a form of hekdesh. The closest we have to hekdesh nowadays, so much so that if one says giving money to hekdesh nowadays, we translate his words into being hekdesh l'aniyim. If he says clearly he meant the hekdesh for bismikdash, then we either show in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah says that he's stuck and has to go to bismikdash. Some achrayim say not like that. They say it still goes l'aniyim. That's the hekdesh that we have nowadays. And we're also with voigim serosla hekdesh, just like the hekdesh, one makes a statement that somebody should go to the bismikdash. It's as if he gave it over to a simple person. If he makes a kinyan with a simple person, like Stalker, we apply that halacha nowadays, that so much Stalker has to deal with Hekdesh. And to the point that, according to many shittas, and that's their mopaskan, Sivachal Machshova, what makes a definitive decision in their mind to give something to Stalker, or to give them an amount of money to Stalker, he expected to follow that. That's the power of Stalker, the power of one's word, and the power of one's Machshova, one's thought, in our days when it comes to Stalker.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.